בבקשה, זה לא הרבה זמן, אם אנחנו נעשה עכשיו משאל כללי בכל הכלי העולמי.
It's not long if we do, if we ask the whole world clean now, what they prefer, Talmud is of Sfirot, to study the Ten Sfirot, or to continue.
We'll have an answer in a minute. So whoever wants, on your voting buttons, whoever wants to study tests, push 1. Whoever wants to continue what we were doing, press 2. 1 is test, 2 is demanding with no stop.
Yeah, they want to study this. Nice. Okay, that's enough. Let's go to the study of the Ten Sefirot.
So we are in the study of the Ten Sefirot.
Natil?
Chapter 2, I mean part 2, chapter 1. Shall we start? Part 2, Circles and Straightness, containing 2 chapters. Chapter 1 explains the 10 Sefirot of the circles that appeared after the restriction, the light of Ein Sof surrounds them, and all the light of the Sefirot of circles that is given to them through the line. The line is like a thin pipeline. Number 1, the words of the Ari. This line is like one thin pipeline where the water of the upper light of Ein Sof expands and extends to the world in that place of space and air. Below?
Yes.
Inner light, number 1, relates to this line. The line that extends from the light of Ein Sof into the space after the restriction. Number 2, relates to like one thin pipeline. The vessels of the 10 Sefirot of straightness are called a pipeline, or pipelines, because they confine the routes, the routes of the light, and travels through them with great accuracy and control. They guarantee it will expand only through certain roots in those vessels. They are like a pipeline that channels the water that travels through it accurately. They extend and continue from it in the same shape as inside the pipeline. If it is narrow, the water is narrow. If it is wide, so is the current, and it never changes. For this reason, the lights that travel through those pipelines are called ten sefirot of straightness. It is so because they expand in straightness, also honesty, and justly by the same rules as these pipelines. This means that the more refined the vessel is, the greater the importance of the light that clothes it. This rule is unchanging because of the strong influence of the pipelines on them. This power of control in the above pipelines is because their any desire in the upper degree is compelling force in the lower degree, which is created by it. Therefore, the restriction on phase 4, which is a free choice in the vessels of circles, becomes a compelling force in the vessels of straightness created by them. This force is called a screen.
Ken, Shilot, Ashkelon 2.
Yes, questions. Ashkelon 2.
רב, מה זה קו ומה זה עיגול בעבודה שלנו בעשירייה?
רב, what is a line and what is a circle in our work in the ten?
אנחנו לומדים מה זה ברוחניות.
In our work.
עבודה שלכם זה...
I can't tell you. We learn what it is in spirituality.
נגיע לאותם הגדרות.
In your work, you want to come to the same definitions that we have in the study of the Ten Sefirot, so it will be this way in our relationships.
my attitude towards the friends, what's a line and what's a circle?
It's too soon to talk about it. But let's say in a circle, I'm not limited. I relate to everyone equally in every direction. Put it this way. In a way that I relate to each one to the extent that I am for him, he is for me, and we can be in contact. A line means limitation. It's a line of measured like a yardstick. And a circle means no criticism, no limitations.
He once gave an example about children that we relate to them in a line. And to the friends, can I relate with such restrictions?
I just told you. What else can I tell you? A line means a limitation, measuring. Circle means no limitations. Now, children, friends, I don't know. You think about it. Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, а получается, что линия — это всегда условие получения с экраном?
Ken.
Dear Rav, it turns out that the line is receiving by the masach.
Yeah, without boundaries, without a screen. PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. It's known that the Creator gives the righteous.
I don't know. I don't know the Creator here or the righteous. We didn't read about them here. Sorry. Hebrew 10.
Rav, sorry for asking again, but what you answered the friend in Ashkelon, according to the line, a line attitude, and the 10 is love of friends, and the circle is to love the others and to determine everybody to the scale of merit?
Seemingly, for the time being. Let's learn a little bit about this. You haven't read one page and you're jumping already. Who taught you to learn this way? I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed that you're getting into the study in this way. You have 1,000 questions after the first page of the material. Read it. Check it. Look in the definitions of the words that we have at the end of this part, and then start scrutinizing. You first have to put your mind and heart as deep as possible into the definitions of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And after you're incorporated with how the wisdom talks about it, then you will start scrutinizing what is happening to us, to the group, me, with the friends. But what you're doing now is not serious. Did you learn anywhere? Did you even finish school, university, something? How can you study when you don't know what it's about? And you already think that you can know and understand everything. First, learn the basics. When these are clear, you start learning how to use them. Otherwise, it won't work out. You will remain confused with the wrong definitions. And this will end your whole development. Why am I getting so angry? Because you are failing yourselves. PT 7.
Rabbi writes about justice. What does he mean?
Justly and straightness. He talks about the line, the measuring line that's called justly, according to screens and the Shemot records. PT 13.
Rav, we dived right into tests. Maybe you can help us organize our intentions before we continue reading? That we'll be able to relate correctly to the text. To relate correctly to the text, first we have to study it, and not to jump right away on how to put this in the 10, how I check myself. I don't know what we're talking about here. First, I have to study a few pages, see the definitions of these words. Then I have to see how I understand it in my life in the group. Come on.
Continuing to read. This is the meaning of the words in the Tikkunim, the Zohar. Invert, Ratzon, desire, and you will find Tzino, pipeline. This means that when the pipeline is a screen, a controlled restriction, meaning when it detains its will to receive in phase four by the power of the upper one that controls it, it is the opposite of the substance of the vessel itself, namely the will to receive. That is because it detains itself from using its desire. This is why they implied, invert Ratzon, desire, and you will find Tzino, pipeline. It means that the pipeline is opposite from the desire. For it compels its desire and does the opposite of what it wants. That is why you can find in all the teachings and the writings that when they want to denominate and emphasize the departure of the light from phase four, they call it restriction. When we want to emphasize the power of the restriction that is added by the light of the line that did not expand to phase four, we define it as a screen, which is a detaining force that prevents the light from reaching phase four. When we discuss the vessel in general, meaning the vessel and the screen together, we define it as a pipeline. When discussing the light, the vessel, and the screen together, meaning the light that is clothed in the measure of the pipeline, it is defined as a line. And when we discuss a vessel that does not have a screen, we denominate it by the name circle.
I think we should read it again.
Again, this is the meaning of the words in the Zohar.
Who are you?
Item 2 in inner light in the middle. This is the meaning of what is of the words in the Tikkunim, the Zohar.
Okay.
Invert, Ratzon, desire, and you will find Tzino, pipeline. This means that when the pipeline is a screen, a controlled restriction, meaning when it detains its will to receive in phase four by the power of the upper one that controls it, it is the opposite of the substance of the vessel itself, namely the will to receive. That is because it detains itself from using its desire. This is why they implied invert Ratzon, desire, and you will find Tzino, pipeline. It means that the pipeline is opposite to the desire, for it compels its desire and does the opposite of what it wants. That is why you can find in all the teachings and the writings that when they want to denominate and emphasize the departure of the light from phase four, they call it restriction. When we want to emphasize the power of the restriction that is added by the light of the line that did not expand to phase four, we define it as a screen, which is a detaining force that prevents the light from reaching phase four. When we discuss the vessel in general, meaning the vessel and the screen together, we define it as a pipeline. When discussing the light, the vessel, and the screen together, meaning the light that is clothed in the measure of the pipeline, it is defined as a line. And when we discuss a vessel that does not have a screen, we denominate it by the name circle.
Okay. Well, I only see Vlad. Vlad, if you're asking to the point, so ask. If not, not worry about
и экрана. Вот что значит, что мы приобретаем такую силу?
I wanted to ask about what we read now concerning the screen and the pipeline. What does it mean we acquire this form of restriction?
The restriction means that I'm not taking anything. After the restriction, I start sorting my desires as much as I can work with them in a selective way. With these more, with these less, how can I organize my desires? Then, in according to that, I build a pipeline. This pipeline, I fill it with the fulfillment in coupling by striking, and the pipeline becomes a line, called a line of value, of a measure, that according to its force, gradually, it can receive the lights and pass them from one degree to the next. That's how it works. We'll learn about it. It's all, this whole part is about it. The circles and the straightness, it's the whole spiritual structure. The whole spiritual structure, it's either vessels of circles or vessels of straightness. The vessels of circles are before the shattering. That's what came on behalf of the Creator. The vessels of straightness is what the created being is participating in and wanting to correct and fill the vessels of straightness. I mean by the circles, so he builds the straightness. Бишкек.
Я правильно понимаю, что в этой части Бальшлам пытается ну, как-то объяснить основание экрана, когда...
If I understand correctly, in this part, Bharasaram is trying to somehow explain the basics of building the screen. When the desire formats builds itself in this way, so it transfers the light through it by equivalence. Well, it begins from the easier and it divides itself in this way.
He still doesn't explain how to build the masach or the degrees in the masach. He explains especially the difference between the vessels of circles and straightness. The vessels of circles are the vessels that came before the screens, and the vessels of straightness are after the screens came. The circles still belong to the Creator. The vessels of straightness belong to the created beings.
Why does he also talk about the screen? So he talks about the screen and the vessel together being a pipeline.
I don't understand.
Well, it's written that when we talk about the vessel in general, meaning the vessel and the screen together, they become a pipeline.
Yeah.
It's as if he does touch the topic of the screen, so, or maybe I don't understand.
You have a desire. If the desire is limited according to these special forms, it's called a pipeline. It could be not a pipeline, maybe a ball, maybe a square, maybe a cube. It can be all kinds of shapes in your desire, triangle. We'll learn it all. Where do so many shapes come from, figures in our world? It's all from the will to receive that receives all kinds of limitations on one hand. On the other hand, because of these limitations, he can bring itself closer to the form of the sphere, which is the true unlimited vessel's form.
Thank you.
Owen.
We are in item 3. In inner lights, relating to the words of the Ari, one thin pipeline. Number 3, the Ari's precision with regard to the word one emphasizes the correction of the 3 lines that were performed in the world of Atzilut.
That's something we'll reach after a lot of studies, maybe in 6 months.
It tells us that in the world of Adam Kadmon, this correction is still absent, and there is only one line. The reason for it is that the correction of the 3 lines occurred afterwards, in the world of Atzilut. This correction extends from the association of the quality of mercy with the quality of judgment. Here, however, we are concerned with the world of Adam Kadmon, where this association has not yet taken place. That is why there is only one line here. The entrance of the light into the vessel of reception of the emanated being is called expansion. It has already been clarified that the vessels of reception in this emanated being is called pipeline.
Next, number 4.
Number 4, relating to the words of the Ari, the upper light of Ein Sof. There is a specific value that discriminates between the degrees of the birth of a Patsuf. In that birth, the four phases of the desire are called by the names light, water, firmament, and 100 blessings, or 100 gates. It happens because the lights change their places. Because of that displacement, the light takes the form of water. The Ari tells us that the roots of this state occurred with the appearance of the line. The light that expands as a line is considered to be water with regards to the upper light. For this reason, he states precisely, the water of the upper light of Ein Sof. With the expansion of the upper light into a thin pipeline, the value of the light was greatly lessened from its value in Ein Sof, and it is therefore considered as water.
We don't use these things for now. Water and all these definitions. Next, number 5.
Item 5 has to do with item 2, so let's read the words of the Ari. When the light of Ein Sof extended as a straight line into the above space, it did not expand and extend all the way down at once, but rather expanded slowly. Item 5, in inner light. A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four phases, meaning from a refined to coarse and stops at phase 4, is called a straight line. I wish to say that in the beginning the light began to expand and right at the beginning of its expansion as a line. It expanded, extended, and became like one wheel round on all sides. Inner light, item 5. A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four phases, meaning from refined to coarse, and stops at phase 4, is called a straight line.
Again, please.
Again, item 5. A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four phases, meaning from refined to coarse, and stops at phase 4, is called a straight line.
Now, coarse or pure, is that according to the vessels or the screens? According to what can the light enter the vessel and go from one vessel to the other? According to refinement of the vessel or the refinement of the screen? Because it's two opposite things. So that's something we'll learn about. I just wanted you to see that there's a question here. Next.
Inner light, item 6, relating to the words of the Ari, and extend all the way down at once. Number 6, inner light. Do not be mistaken and interpret the terms at once and slowly that are used here as times, for it is shown that spirituality is above time. Therefore, all the way down at once means that there is no change of degrees. The term slowly refers to an order of degrees. He wishes to say that it follows the order of the four known phases, as he will explain henceforth.
I don't see any questions.
I don't see any questions except for Hebrew 10. Yes, Hebrew 10.
Thank you for letting me ask again. Concerning the approach to the study, you said we're not learning like at university, where did we learn it? My question is, the meaning of the words and everything we learn here, all those sublime things, we are now in the transition generation. Will the next generation have to go through these things in every detail, or will there be a state where we perceive these things from the first line and quicker? Or do we have to delve into each thing? That's the question about the approach to the study.
We are learning in order to build vessels inside us that will be able to receive the restrictions, the screen, the reflected light, the direct light, to feel surrounding light, internal light. That's why we're learning about all these things. The approach in our studies is that we're getting some kind of influence from above, surrounding lights. Even if we're studying without the real intention in order to bestow and reaching adhesion to the Creator, but that we want to study and know what it's talking about. Still, the surrounding light, because it is a light that isn't in connection with the vessels and the restriction and the screen and reflected light, but the reflected light just works and shines on everybody. So even though we don't have the restriction, screen, and reflected light yet, the surrounding light shines upon us, and in this way it helps us advance too. That's why it's good for us to read about it, even if we don't really understand it. It helps us advance, it cleanses us, and gradually we will start feeling a result of the study too, even though obviously here it's very important, as much as we are in connection between us, in a tendency to connect, in the 10, it is very, very important. It is what determines that each and every word we learn reaches connection, correction. Where are we, Owen?
Queens.
Inner light, item 7.
Wait, I see Queens.
Здравствуйте, мировой клей, Раф. Мы серьезные вещи изучаем, дорогой Раф. Можно немного помедленнее?
Hello, world clay, Raf. We're learning serious things. Dilov, can you read a little slower? He's reading too fast.
Okay, Owen, did you hear? You have to read a bit slower. Okay. Haifa 1.
Hello, Rav. What Owen just read, does it describe what we learned before about the inverse relation between lights and vessels?
Again?
What Oren just read, does it describe the inverse relation between lights and vessels that we learned about once?
No. And I recommend not to connect everything, this to that, and that to this. I heard this there, I heard it. It's not good. You learn what we're studying here. After all these things, you'll start understanding how it's all connected. So, not yet. Latin 7.
Siempre me pregunté si sería de alguna utilidad escuchar la porción de Tess en hebreo, en su idioma original.
I always ask myself if it were better to listen to the study of Tzivot in Hebrew, in the original language, not to the translation. Can that help?
No. We still need to study in a way that it will be understood in our brain, because it's the study of the Tzivot. It has to be a study in a language that you understand.
Ну, в Флориде Харон.
Okay.
Yeah, Rav.
And Florida is last.
In number five, it says that the line comes down and stops at phase four. This is called a straight line. Is there a reason why it's called a straight line rather than just a line? Is there something here?
כן, כי יש קו שמתעגל ועושה עיגול. יש קו שבונה מדרגות.
Yes, because there's a line that becomes a circle. There's a line that builds degrees. There's a line that makes a triangle, and so on and so on. There are all kinds of a line doesn't mean anything. A line is a limited light. So a vessel that limits, that restricts the light is called a line. The vessel and light in it together is called a pipeline. But they have all kinds of relationships between them, and from that we get different shapes on behalf of the vessel. And in according to that, there are changes in the light that fills the vessel. That's it. So it'll all work out. You'll see that it's not these huge complex things. You will understand them, and it repeats itself. Baal HaSulam doesn't save any words. He knows we should come back and explain it again and again. That's why this is how we will advance. Moscow 1.
То, что постепенно приходит свет по четырем стадиям, и, ну, видимо, это, ну,
The light comes gradually in four phases.
Вопрос.
Это признак состояния?
That probably causes a large spectrum of...
Подумай хорошенько, спросишь в следующий раз.
Is this what in item 6?
I don't know what you're asking about. Think very good and then ask. For now, it's not clear what you're talking about. First, you have to scrutinize. Well, let's end the lesson here and we'll continue with God's help tomorrow. What do we have today, Owen?
Today, our schedule is this at 10 a.m. We'll begin with Norma Livne in the show El Mundo. The world. At 10:30 we'll have the writers' meeting, and this concludes the lesson. Let's sing a song.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos bailar, vamos bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos bailar. Vamos bailar, vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us. No separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Tu ego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno.